Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're approaching 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Of course, your top story, Iran attacks Israel. And Scottie Scheffler won the Masters by four strokes. His second in 3 years. Two green jackets, good for him. And as Franklin Graham pointed out, he gave praise and thanks to the good Lord. And nice. I think that's appreciated. And maybe not on the mainstream television, etc. So there
not
you
so
go.
Much,
now
no.
You know. The rest. Oh, wait.
That's been taken before.
Is it? Has it been done before?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so here's the headline, New York Post. Biden sleepwalking into catastrophic war, expert says.
Wow.
That's not good.
No, it doesn't sound good.
Marco Rubio, Sunday on CNN. I'm not going to tell Israel what to do because I'm not the one who was attacked by 300 rockets and missiles and drones. I do know that Israel is very clear in their military doctrine, and that is that they respond to attacks by responding to those with something much more severe. It's how they have survived. Yeah. This is a country, a Jewish state, that on its very hour of existence was attacked in multiple directions by multiple countries, and it has not stopped since then. They have faced constant existential threats to their existence on a repeated basis throughout their history. In fact, jury is defined by that. So they have made the decision on their military doctrine that they respond to attacks on Israel disproportionately. It's the reason why we have not had another 1973 or 1967 situation. And then he added, what I don't understand is why Joe Biden and the administration would leak to the media the contents of a conversation which he tells Netanyahu he doesn't think that Netanyahu should respond at all. It is a continuing part of the public game that they are playing, which frankly encourages Iran and Hezbollah, which we haven't talked about, and Houthis and all of these other elements targeting Israel. So, yeah, very good points, valid points being made, and that Biden, whether you agree or disagree with anything that he has done, you'd have to agree that leaking that kind of information can only have detrimental effects.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's pretty...
Sure. It's obvious.
That's pretty basic.
As saying you're defending, that you're backing someone, but then you're sitting on the sidelines, basically saying you're not going to actually do anything. What do you expect the bully to do?
It is interesting. It really appears that they want to have things both ways. In other words, they want to say that they are, you know, backing up Israel and they're there and their allies. But at the same time, they're saying, yeah, if you push forward, you know, we're not going to help you. Well,
right. Look,
you're either my friend or you're not. And look, I've experienced this. We probably all have in real life. It's interesting because, you know, what's going on governmentally reflects maybe society at large. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's funny. Your friends are your friends.
Right.
Especially when times are good and you're having fun and you're having a beer and, you know, you're out water skiing at the lake or whatever. They're your friends. You get into a squabble about something, whatever it is.
Right. Right.
I remember years ago, man, it didn't matter. And you got into squabbles sometimes because you were tight. You were close. So what each person maybe said does hurt. It does hit home. So you react. But it wasn't long before you were best buddies again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as much anymore today. People are your so-called friends. I mean, it's really come to fruition when people said, look, if you die and, you know, you have a handful of friends, literally like five for each finger,
yeah,
you've done great.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. I'm like, well, I have way more friends than that. Yeah. But as time goes by,
mm-hmm.
and it's not, you know, people fade away or move away, that's different. But
right.
some people, you can have a little squabble and they're done.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are like Christians. And it's like, do you forgive others or not? Because if you don't, you're asking the good Lord to forgive you. And he says, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Well, it's the very nature of being forgiven is to forgive others. And I see that more and more. Like, friendship doesn't mean anything anymore. You get into the slightest little squabble and it's over. And that's really sad. And it shows you, it diminishes whatever friendship you thought you had. You're like, oh, well, that's why people say, well, I guess you know who your friends are. It's really sad. Well, that's exactly how Biden is treating Israel. Yeah. Oh, if you don't, I mean, we're friends, sure, but, you know, if you don't do what I say in terms of defending your own nation, well, they would say, well, you're my friend, so you should respect the nature in which I need to and feel we have to defend ourselves. So you might not agree with it, but you're going to say, well, yeah, that's kind of where a friendship ends. It's sad.
Yeah.
Senator John Kennedy was on Fox News Sunday. And he said that Joe Biden was being influenced by the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. I think my position is pretty clear, he says. I love Israel. I despise Putin. I despise the Communist Party of China. And I despise the Ayatollah in Iran. I don't want America to be the world's policeman, but I don't want those guys to be on the to be the world's policeman either. And with those guys, if you turn the other cheek, you just get it in the neck. More sheep is not going to solve the wolf problem. I expect, I don't know, but I expect the Speaker of the House probably next week to put an Israel support bill on the floor of the House. I think it'll be followed by a bill to support Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. And number three, I think we'll put a bill in to support Ukraine. So he said, let me say again, more sheep is not going to solve the wolf problem. Isn't that, you know, and if you know who I'm talking about, where's he at, Louisiana?
Yeah.
He is kind of like.
He's a character.
Yeah.
He just puts it out there. He doesn't care. I love it.
Yeah. He appears to come across, you know, as a soft, good guy, but he's very intelligent in how he uses his words.
You know, there's a really bad habit of people by judging someone by their drawl or their speech pattern or whatever. And again, good old boy, Louisiana. Yeah, he can't be too bright, right? He's sharp.
He really is. Here's another one. Donald Trump.
Yep.
Israel attack would never have happened under my presidency.
Okay.
And again, there's no reason not to believe him. For all the weirdo lefties who have this disease and they hate him because they can't think straight or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Abraham Accords were so historic. Arab nations sat down and signed a document saying that Israel does have the right to exist.
Yep.
And that was huge. And it seemed to me like most of the people were getting along in the Middle East. I don't think that Iran would have attacked Israel if Trump was the president.
No.
In a statement on Truth Social, he emphasized that the attack on Israel would never have happened. He said, Israel is under attack. That should have never been allowed to happen. It would never happen if I were president. His statement comes just before he's set to speak at a rally in Pennsylvania. And so, yeah, I mean, it's easy to point the finger at Biden
mm-hmm.
and take issue with how he's handling this because he's handling it all wrong.
Yeah.
New York City, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the correct response to Iran's attack on Israel would have been to hit Iran at the earliest stages of the strike as possible. And he said former President Ronald Reagan would have done it if he were facing similar circumstances. Every time when I was mayor and I had to make a difficult decision, I would say, what would Ronald Reagan do?
Wow.
I know what Ronald Reagan would do right now. He would have hit Iran before the first missile got to Israel. He would have taken out every nuclear facility he could. He would have been trying to look for an opportunity to do that for years.
Yeah. WWRRD. That's a new bracelet.
There you go.
Yeah.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and some upbeat stories. It's all on the way as we try to make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Hannity.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Living the dream.
All right. Had a good weekend?
Yeah, busy one. Got out. I've got some shrubs that kind of have seen the end of their times. So I spent a few hours just cutting them down. Now the tough part.
Got to kind of dig them out.
Digging out the root system. That is tough. That's hard work.
Yeah, some of them can be pretty deeply rooted.
See what you did there, yeah.
Well, no.
They are. And they're going to be a pain, I can tell.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah. It's going to be 87, 89 degrees.
The joy of home ownership. Well, I got news for you. It's not like it's going to get any cooler, you know what I'm saying?
Good point.
We're getting it, you know, every day closer to melt your face weather.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Got to look forward to something.
To melting your face?
Yes.
Yeah, you look forward to higher gas prices. For many reasons. Here's one. Mm-hmm. Oil expected to rise in wake of Iran's attack on Israel. You know how it works. Any unrest in the Middle East can impact the oil industry, and it does. Oil prices are expected to rise today, actually, following Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend. They actually had already reached a six-month high on Friday.
Mm.
Yeah. So, in answer to that,
yes.
Our wise and visionary leader, Joe, I got your back, Biden.
What?
Yep. What to come to our rescue because of high oil and gas prices.
Yeah.
He is going to get more money from the oil companies and jack up the cost of drilling on public lands.
And how does that help the American people in a really tough economy where everything costs more under Bidenomics?
It doesn't help them at all. It's spitting on them and stepping on their fingers when they're just trying to keep their head above water.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a fine job. And when I say fine, I mean...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So the Biden administration finalized a rule that will make it more expensive for oil and gas companies to drill on public lands. Those oil and gas companies are evil, and Biden's going to stop them. Well, see, he's our hero. Oh, wait. Don't we need oil and gas? Now, if we make it more expensive for those companies to do business,
yeah.
I got this sneaking suspicion, and maybe I'm paranoid,
okay,
but I think they might raise their prices to reflect the additional cost of doing business. Could that possibly happen?
You might be paranoid, but you are correct.
I mean, that would be like saying that, you know, supply and demand and the cost of food could cause, you know, my burger to go up at the local restaurant. That would never happen.
You mean like paying somebody $20 to flip a burger?
Well, that's a whole nother factor.
Okay, just ask.
Yeah, so yeah. Okay. Yeah, does that help when there's inflation and people can't afford to eat out? Raise minimum wage again. Yeah, they have it all backwards. And a lot of it, if not all of it, is done on purpose.
Yeah.
Create chaos. They want to hurt people. They want to make people desperate. When people are desperate, they'll vote for anything or maybe anybody. That's got to be the only hope for Biden. It's got
to
be.
Well, you offer to, you know, pay off their student loans doesn't hurt if you're trying to buy a few folks.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So you bought off some of them, but I mean,
yeah, there's the rest of us.
There's a much larger group of people that think that the border issue is a huge one, because it is, and that an administration that won't properly address it and allow 70,000 Americans to die because of fentanyl poisoning is coming across the border, to think about people, you know, humans being put into like human slavery, this human smuggling that goes on to a greater degree because the borders are not secure. And he doesn't even attempt to make it look like he's doing something on the border. I said this earlier, that whole idea scares me. How could he possibly, any strategist, how could he possibly win if he continues on the things that people are united in condemning? They're united in it. I mean, you have more than just a slight plurality of people who are for secure borders. But yet, that doesn't stop him shoving electric vehicles down our throat. And at the same time, there's not infrastructure and electricity to take care of many existing places like, well, California.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to travel anywhere, good luck finding a place. And then all the downtime. I mean, it's just...
Well, even the manufacturers are saying it's not feasible, and they're pushing back on it.
So. I just wonder what do the Democrats or whoever have in store?
Yeah.
And because we've seen the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA, you know, members of which, okay, I won't say the whole organizations are bad, but
right.
enough insiders that they're pushing their political agenda and will. I think January 6th was part of that. We know for sure spying on Trump was a huge part of that. We know that. So do we think that they're not willing or capable of disrupting the election this year? You know they are. And I got a feeling that they will. Again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that, you know, Trump's victory is so large that, you know, there's no question in anybody's mind. And that we could get, you know, America back on track. But I might be just, you know, unfortunately, maybe a little naive. These Bob Rose-colored glasses, you know, maybe diminishing my ability to see accurately. Oh, and while Biden's worried about our gas prices and the borders being wide open,
yeah.
He's on the hunt for a DEI director. That's what we need. Yeah, while Iran attacks Israel and our economy is spiraling and inflation's through the roof, number one priority I know would be hiring a DEI director for sure, right?
Yeah.
That's sound government at work there. Boy, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. Come on, we're going to make Monday great on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on the Sky.
Iran and its proxies launch an unprecedented air attack against military facilities in Israel. 99% of these attacks were intercepted.
The news that's trending.
The region understood this was coming.
The United States forces intercepted dozens of missiles and drones.
The news that's now.
Israel could do nothing, or they could escalate to target Iranian nuclear facilities.
The big question in my mind, will we have their back?
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New shows.
It's Glenn Beck.
Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
New on the Sky.
And more news.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now.
The dawn of a new era. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Another day in paradise. Although it's going to get a little warm. But later. It's still nice right now. Real nice. It is 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, your big story, of course, is Iran attacks Israel. The big story will be what Israel does in response. We might have that as early as tomorrow. We'll see. Also, Scottie Scheffler, big win, Masters. He won it in 22. Now again in 24, he's got two green jackets. He won by four strokes. There was some excitement down the stretch, as there usually is, and but nope, he held on to win it, so congratulations. And he gives credit to the good Lord, which I didn't see that anywhere except Franklin Graham.
Really? Put a post none out of the it. Alphabet networks mentioned that part.
Not that I saw. I'm not saying they didn't do it. I just,
but you missed it.
I missed it. All right. Hey, something interesting. I'm just being honest. I haven't had a chance to really look into it, but according to the way the information is flowing, Governor DeSantis signed a measure into law last week that basically bans local governments from creating ordinances to protect outdoor workers from extreme heat. Now, the legislature approved, I guess, in March. I haven't heard why he would do that, because it bans cities and counties from adopting rules for mandatory water breaks, extreme heat-related breaks, and shade for workers. I guess, supposedly, federal law ensures some level of protection in general, but all they really offer is, what is it, a 30-minute break every 15-minute break every 4 hours, 30-minute break for every 8 hours, something like that. Anyway, you know how it works. You get a break every couple hours. But I don't know that it ever deals with extreme heat and related. So I don't think it does. So I'm wondering, why would you keep like local municipalities or counties from adopting rules? Like saying, hey, if you're an outdoor worker, your employer is required to give you mandatory water breaks. You know, and they could do it like the temperature exceeds X.
Sure.
And you get a water break every so often, and that maybe you get, shade time or something. It just, to me, doesn't seem unreasonable. I'm looking to find out why. If let me know. 877-975-9825. And let me know, because the way everybody's writing it, it makes it sound like Governor DeSantis hates outside workers.
But sometimes there's a bias once in a while in how people write stories.
Well, there's that. But there's usually like a reason. Like they go, you don't know what's happening.
Right.
People are doing X, Y, or Z, or they're taking advantage of all this stuff. But I haven't heard that. I haven't heard a response. Yeah. Have you heard the governor responding to any of this?
No, I've not. We'll shoot a couple of texts, though, to some folks from Tallahassee. See what we can find out.
She's my Tallahassee lassie. Woo!
Everything inspires a song in this
room.
She's
got a high-speed chassis.
Oh, she's a car.
Or chassis. That's a nice chassis.
Yeah.
Go over there.
Yeah.
Where?
Those things drive.
Those leaf springs you got there on that chassis.
Man, we do. Man.
That's a good looking mobile you got going on there.
Things we forget about. Leaf springs on cars.
See?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Had them on my vet back in the day.
Your Chevette.
Details.
Did you have a Corvette?
No, I did not.
Wow.
But I didn't have a Chevette either.
Because you've had so many cars. I'm like, did I miss that one?
I can stop anytime I want.
Oh. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. Here's another pack of smokes. Florida is seeing two more recent instances of state government under DeSantis limiting the powers of local government with newly signed bills that deal with worker safety and police oversight. Bill signed Thursday, local governments from acquiring heat and water breaks for outdoor workers. And a bill DeSantis signed Friday strips local citizens' police oversight boards from investigating officers. Well, okay, that one's different. I can tell you the only people who ever sign up to be on police oversight boards are the ones that absolutely hate cops.
It seems that way.
I mean, it's absolutely a fact.
It does seem so, it's like a requirement or something.
Yeah, they use it as an agenda, and it definitely doesn't benefit anybody, and it doesn't benefit as it's intended in any way. So I get that one, but I don't look, if let's say that Gainesville says, hey, the city says, if you're working outside, it's required that when the temperature reaches X, you get a break, or you get, you know, 5 minutes of shade or something. If they want to do that, why would the governor not want them or allow them to do it? Look, it now. Maybe I should put it this way. Maybe it doesn't need to be in a statute statewide or a municipality or anything, because if you're smart and you have people that work for you in the sun, wouldn't it behoove you to cut them a break to make sure that they can progress in a healthy, productive manner throughout the day to get the job done? Or do you want them all passing out at, you know, 2:15 p.m. they're done? I don't think that would be good for your company, whatever it is, whether it's construction or farming.
Yeah.
So let's see if Pete has an answer. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Pete, you're on the air.
I used to be a drinking water treatment plant operator before I retired, and I've been on many a water main that was broken or damaged, and water mains don't break on schedule. Just because it's 5 o'clock and everybody thinks it's break time or time to knock off, that's not how it works. And as far as the heat breaks and the water breaks, of course everybody, you know, knows about water, but most people that did that with me were trained to recognize the signs of heat exhaustion, you know, the beginning signs of it. And of course, you know, everybody took water breaks, but it wasn't like we could order a pizza and just sit down and have a snack. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can think is there shouldn't be a necessity for laws or rules to be put into place for people working in extreme conditions, in this case, heat. But the other side of the coin is, you know, there maybe is some employers that aren't bright enough to understand that, you know, productivity is going to go down. People are going to pass out. I mean, I don't know.
I can imagine there's not something there already, even at the federal level, like you said, and that maybe something extra isn't considered necessary. I mean, there's so many laws about, you know, worker protection. It seems shocking that there's not something that covers them really well already. That would just be surprising to me.
Well, there was some old school kind of coaching techniques that where they would kind of restrict your water breaks.
And, that's true. Right.
And
true.
They learned the hard way that that was
deadly,
extremely ignorant.
Yeah.
And so they changed that.
But if you're a worker, it just seems that it have to be authority.
I mean, I guess productivity will go down if you have all these long scheduled breaks, but do they have to be long? Temperature reaches a certain point, you go, hey, every half hour, you've got a couple of minutes to, it's for hydrating purposes.
Right.
Go in the shade, drink that water, and get back out on the job. I don't know. It's another one of those things where you wonder, like, about priorities.
Yeah. I just got this from Chuck Clemens. He returned the quick text here.
Thank you, Chuck.
Is kind of what I figured, because we've seen this scenario with other things. Bill states that cities and counties can't make restrictions that are more strict than the state. So basically, if you'd have Gainesville, because you know how they might decide, well, we want to make it this way. But it would be more strict than the state one would be already. So.
Yeah, but if it's for the health of the people, well, I guess I should ask this. I didn't know that the state had laws that had to do directly with heat.
That wouldn't surprise me with Florida.
I mean, we know time-wise, so. You send a certain amount of time and you get a 15-minute break. Certain additional amount of time, you get a 30-minute break. Then if another 4 hours, you get another 15-minute break.
That's probably just federal stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's either federal or state or both.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Are there state guidelines? Because I've never heard of it. It could be. But I worked outside. I don't remember anybody coming along going,
Bob,
hey.
How long has it been since you worked outside?
I was working outside yesterday, pulling weeds and doing all kinds of stuff. Oh, you mean for an employer?
Yes. I rest my case.
Could be that sod-busting job I had when I was about 16.
I rest my case. Yeah, you as a kid working 16-year-old probably didn't fall under everything that was legal.
No, and I could have died that day out there.
That one day?
That one day could have killed me. It nearly did.
It could have.
It was like, you're going to die of heat exhaustion, or you're going to jump in this canal filled with gators.
Hey, want to go swimming?
Yeah, that's what they said. And a bunch of them jumped in. I'm like, no, I can see the gators. Anyway.
Yeah.
I survived somehow. Probably just.
So apparently there is a state law, and you can't make a local one more strict than the state one. Again, we've seen that scenario many times when cities try to do something one way or the other, but in this case, you can't change it. So there you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Can't be different.
It's interesting. I guess my thought is, didn't know there was a clamoring on either side of that issue. You know what I mean?
Yep. Now we do.
Like, I think the clamoring would be, hey, wish my groceries were affordable. Wish my gas was affordable.
Yeah.
Wish my tax, in the case of Florida, instead of you guys busy passing this stuff, how about getting our homeowners insurance lowered, our car insurance lowered. What are you doing to alleviate that? Prioritize, and then I'd like you to prioritize.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's Bob's word of the day.
Yeah.
Prioritize. Right now, your priority.
Do I have to fix every stinking thing, Greg?
You can fix it with a smile, Bob.
I'd rather be king for a day.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Things That Make You Smile is coming up next, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, the best dentist ever. All right, call in now, 877-975-9825 for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat, non-political thoughts. I know you can do it. Let's do it next on 97.3 The Sky.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Good morning. Happy day, my friends. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now, please, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kay. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. The angels of holy divine truth and holy divine justice are in abundance all this day, all around our President Trump. Thank you, angels. Thank you, Bob.
If we could just get Kay to be a little more positive.
Love me some Kay. Thank you, Kay.
Absolutely.
Manifest those angels. Protect Trump. I'm with you.
Yeah, we'll take a few of those, too, if you got some extras.
I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
Angels are good.
Maybe angels that also bring donuts.
Oh,
okay, let's not.
That was subtle.
Okay,
let's that is a rock. Yeah. And the show is almost over, so. But you're thinking of days ahead, though.
Oh, yeah, not like
yeah,
right
not today,
this second.
Right. Yeah. Tomorrow.
I'm patient.
Yeah, tomorrow.
In the Lord's time, not mine.
Yes, the Lord's donuts. Whatever they are.
Hey, I want to remind my friends that the 5th annual Soldiers Freedom Outdoors Appreciation Dinner is coming up. And if you're not familiar with what Soldiers Freedom Outdoors does, it is a local gem that is helping to heal the hidden wounds of war. My friend Dan DeMarco and the staff, basically it's 99% volunteer. But they make a lot of good things happen. They have an equine program, blacksmithing. And they really got it going on where they take, you know, veterans in, like for long weekends, and give them a chance to relax, be with like-minded folks. It's just a great break. And we'd love you to support it. In fact, you could support it with as little as a dollar a month even.
Wow.
So go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org to find out more about the dinner that's April 27th. All right, soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Thank you.
They do such a great work right here in our community. Help them out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do it.
All right. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Dateline Australia, you know, where the people gave up their guns to the government. Well, somebody, a 38-year-old man, went on a murderous rampage using a knife. At least six people were killed. Multiple people were sent to a hospital with injuries after this stabbing attack at a shopping mall in Sydney. Fortunately, a law enforcement officer showed up with a gun and stopped a bad guy with a knife. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.